The Baltimore Choral Arts Society is opening their new season with the Bach B Minor Mass. This will be on Sunday, October the 27th at 3 p.m. at Crosshair Auditorium at Goucher. It's always such a pleasure to have Tom Hall. Lovely to have you back. Thanks so much for coming in.
Great to see you, Judith. Thanks.
Given the fact that Bach was turning over so much work for the weekly services at church, it's surprising to me that he took so long to write this. It was something like 15 years, wasn't it?
Well, you know, he never intended a performance of it. So what he did was he collected some things he had written previously, and then he wrote some new things to fill out an entire musical setting of the Catholic Ordinary, but it was never used the way he used these cantatas that you mentioned. And he sort of very adroitly went through that treasure trove and picked a little from here and a little from there and a little from here, and then added what he needed to add to end up with a complete ordinary of the Catholic Mass. So, of course, a guy working as the music minister at a Lutheran church didn't have a real need for a Catholic Mass, but that's what makes this piece so fascinating. This is his last will and testament. This is him saying, okay, here's an example of every known style of music that anyone knew about up to the year 1749. And he put a little touch of each style in every movement.
And it feels like his sort of last statement about his own creativity too, doesn't it? And one wonders, do you think that he had a sense of that when he was writing it?
I do. I think that he realized that he was failing in his health, his eyesight was going, and that he really wanted to leave a last will and testament. And this is, in my estimation, this is the finest piece of classical music ever composed by anybody. I will go out on a limb and say it's just better than anything else. And it's, of course, has a lot of great competition. You know, the Beethoven Ninth is terrific. There are some other great pieces. But this piece has an intellectual astoundingness and an emotional punch that is unequaled in any other piece that I've ever conducted or heard.
Now, it's really too unwieldy to be performed as a regular mass, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't really work in the context of a liturgy. And many masses are written like that. I mean, the Missa Solemnis of Beethoven was really written as a concert piece. This, again, was not even written as a concert piece because Bach knew it was never going to be performed in his lifetime. And it wasn't really performed until Mendelssohn's lifetime and then much after. So it was meant to be this demonstration that, okay, I'm a musician. This is what I know how to do. I can write in the style of Palestrina. I can write in the style of the sexy opera composers. I can write dance music. I can write modern music. I can write antique music. And he wrote in literally every style known to humankind up to the point that he died.
How exhausting is it to perform?
It is hugely challenging, but being in the presence of this music is an honor. It's a privilege to be that close to greatness. It is so challenging, so artistically and mentally challenging, but it is such a privilege to be there in the middle of this gorgeous, complicated, nuanced, theologically sophisticated piece of art. It's a gas. We're having a great time.
And it's so wonderful for you to make it possible for us to enjoy that too. This is the Bach B Minor Mass, Baltimore Choral Arts Society, presenting this Sunday, October the 27th at 3 p.m. at Crosshair Auditorium at Goucher. And the web address is baltimorechoralarts.org. I've been speaking to the music director, Tom Hall. Thanks so much. Have a great concert.
Thank you. We appreciate it.